790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Do you see what I have on here, Pinto? Do you see what I'm wearing today in the studio here at KFGO?
Looks like the normal garb you usually wear.
No. It's not the normal garb because it doesn't have sleeves all the way down to my wrists.
Oh, length of sleeves.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about the fact you're wearing golf attire again.
No. Well, that is kind of the story here. I am wearing golf attire, but yet it's 12 degrees outside. I've made a conscious decision today to move the wardrobe, such as it is, from winter garb to spring garb. I have not worn short sleeves at KFGO since probably October. Now, you're probably thrown off because I wore some down in Florida because it was 85 degrees down there. But I've made the move now to my golf attire. So that means I'm ready.
You're ready for it to be spring.
I'm ready for it to be spring.
You and everybody else, Mike. So join the population.
So get used to the white skin without a tan, which you're used to anyway, being in the studio. But I'm just announcing to you and the world that I've officially made my transformation to my spring wardrobe. Now, my spring wardrobe will continue to include Carhartt jeans and white socks like I wear every day and a belt of some sort. Well, I only own one belt, so my belt. But the top part is going to be golf-type attire.
See, I'll be officially accepting of you moving it to spring when you start just measuring everything. Oh, it's about 15 feet to the door. I'd say about 10 feet a little downhill to that.
It's going
to
break about 6 inches to the left.
Yes, exactly. When you start doing that type of stuff.
Yep. Okay, folks, well, that's a pretty good point. Folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Big show coming up. Lots of room for topics and phone calls later in the show. But I want to start right now by going to St. Paul, Minnesota, the state's capital, and check in with Paul Marquardt. He's a state representative from Dilworth, Minnesota. Hello, Representative Marquardt. How are you on this fine Tuesday?
Very good, but it's not short sleeve weather down here yet. But well, I like your optimism.
Oh,
I really do, Mike.
It's not here either, but it's double digits. It's 12 degrees. Yeah. So for this winter, that's actually fairly warm. So I'm moving ahead. I'm trying to look forward and be positive, Paul. You know that.
That is great. Oh, that's good to hear. Another 6 weeks at least.
Oh,
don't even
say that. Let's change this. Let's talk about something really exciting: property taxes instead of the weather. Representative Marquardt, I want to have you on because you are the expert when it comes to property taxes. I think, you know, aside from maybe a couple other people in the state budget office, maybe the preeminent expert on property tax in the state of Minnesota. I've been reading some things about property taxes in the state, and that they have indeed dropped. They are going down, but yet I keep hearing from some people, perhaps on the right side of the aisle, not the correct side of the aisle in my view, the right side of the aisle, that property taxes are not going down. Nothing's happening. The DFL is wrong on this. Last time I checked, Paul, property taxes are going down in Minnesota, aren't they? Isn't that a fact that property taxes are dropping with the moves that the legislature made last year?
Mike, think back to the year Kelly Clarkson won the first American Idol Award. And Dante Culpepper was still a quarterback for the Vikings, 2002.
Wow.
Now
you're giving people nightmares with that second one, but go ahead.
2002, that was the last time property taxes went down in the state of Minnesota. It's been 12 years. And let me just divide this out a little bit, because the bottom line is that the investments we put in, we increased local government aid, county program aid, township aid, but we also reinstated the homestead credit, which is a direct relief to folks when their property taxes are high in comparison to their incomes. It's all part of the package. And when you add that all up, what came out is that we have an $8 million property tax cut. Now, the other side has been saying, yeah, but the levies went up. Yeah, the levies went up, but that's only part of your property taxes. You then have your refunds, which totaled $133 million. So the net impact is a loss of a decrease of $8 million. And just to show the significance of that, in the last 11 years when property taxes have gone up, and this is with the refunds included, which is the net property tax impact on folks, is that property taxes have gone up $328 million a year, an average of $328 million a year. And in the last 2 years, when the other side was in control, they went up over $450 million. We actually have a cut. And what that's going to mean for senior citizens on fixed incomes is going to be tremendous. And on our families and our small businesses. And the stats show, when you divide them out, that in greater Minnesota, taxes went down for residents big time and for business. And that's the first time in a long, long time. So it's really good news, because we've stemmed the tide of these huge property tax increases. And the fact of the matter is, and even before the refund in greater Minnesota, taxes went down on homeowners and businesses before you even apply the new homestead credit refund. So it's significant. Now, I have to say, there is one area, and that is the ag land, mm-hmm. that because market values went up 24%, those taxes went up 12%. And we are working on that. I'm working on a bill right now that would beef up the homestead credit for farmers. So we're going to take care of that yet, at least address that area. But otherwise, it's great news. I mean, property taxes have skyrocketed for 12 years, and we finally said enough is enough. We're going to keep seniors in their homes and small businesses on Main Street.
The key numbers, and you said them already, Representative Marquardt, but the key numbers are $125 million. That's what the other side is saying, that levies went up, city, county, and school levies went up $125 million, which is accurate as far as that goes. But the key number that we're talking about is that state property tax aids and credits were $133 million. So if you subtract $125 million from $133 million, that means an $8 million reduction in property taxes. You can't just look at one number. You need to look at both numbers. It's $8 million. They've gone down.
Exactly. And that was the package we had last year. And it is a combination of a number of things. I mean, it cost us about $140 million to do the homestead credit refund. That's part of it. It's like saying a baseball team, just looking at their ERA and saying, boy, their ERA is high, but the bottom line is their won and loss record. And that's what we're doing here. We're looking at what's the net impact, what's the bottom line on homeowners, and what we're going to see on homeowners with the credit statewide is about $160 million cut. That's almost 5%. And remember, of those $125 million of increased levy, $119 million of that is actually school-approved, voter-approved referendum for school. So, the cities and counties were a bit below what they've normally have done, and that was local government aid helped keep those levies down. But I just think it's great news, because you've heard a lot about property taxes over the years, and finally, after a dozen years, we're able to actually ebb the tide and really provide some relief for our residents.
State Representative Paul Marquardt, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He's coming to us from St. Paul, where the Minnesota legislature is actually in session right now, getting cranked up. And the amazing thing to me, Representative Marquardt, is for years and years, led by Governor Tim Pawlenty and Republicans in the legislature, local government aid to places like Moorhead and Dilworth and Fergus Falls and Thief River Falls and Park Rapids and Alexandria and name your town kept getting cut and cut and cut and cut under the name of, well, it's just not going to work. It just doesn't work that way. We'll leave it up to local entities to decide what their levies and what their property taxes should be. That clearly didn't work. That did not work in any way, shape, or form, because property taxes kept going up because people wanted to maintain the services. They wanted to have a cop. They wanted to have fire protection. And so the DFL took it, the bull by the horns, and said, look, we're gonna change this. We're going to make some long-term structural changes and fix it. And you have, and they're still griping about it. It's remarkable to me.
We heard many years under Governor Pawlenty the no new taxes. And yet property taxes in that time frame went up almost $4 billion, with a B, $4 billion. And that's because of these huge cuts, as you just mentioned, to local government aid. And this shows you that when you really invest and you create a partnership with your state and local people who represent the constituents that you're representing, and you invest and you'd say, okay, we're actually going to put this as a focus and a priority and a commitment, and then you actually make the investment, it shows what can happen. And so other than farmland, everyone in rural Minnesota, is going to see a drop in property taxes. And like I said, that hasn't happened since Dante Culpepper was our quarterback for the Vikings.
Dante Culpepper and his small hands were the quarterback back in 2002. I want you to reiterate one number as well. As you said, $119 million of the $125 million in levies were voter approved. So people in local entities voted to increase their levy or increase their taxes to pay for a specific project or a specific school district. So the people around Minnesota said, look, we need these things. This is what gives us a quality of life that we want to maintain in our state. They said fine with it. They're okay with it.
And that's correct. And even with that $119 million in new voter-approved levies, the school taxes overall only went up $40 million because of other things we did that dropped property taxes and had a greater state share. So not only were you able to provide more funding for schools through property tax levy, but state help, but you're actually able to provide this extra help to cities and counties to help them not only keep property taxes down, but a lot of them came back and would hire another police officer because they had cut them over the years or things to make sure that our quality of life in rural Minnesota stays top notch.
All right, Representative Marquardt, thank you as always. I want to get you on, as I said, as the property tax expert that I know you to be, to kind of get the truth out there about what's going on with some of these numbers, because there are many people, including some here in the Red River Valley, who are talking about how property taxes are—they're not going down. And look, they lied to you. No, they didn't lie to you. They are going down. It's just that you have to actually subtract one number from another to get the right number.
You've got to include the whole property tax relief package. What is the net impact? And the net impact is property taxes are going down.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk later.
You bet.
Yep,
bye.
You bet. Representative Paul Marquardt from Dilworth, Minnesota.